Hallelujah. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment, Lord. As we come to Thy presence as New Jerusalem Church, Father, with Brother Jose and Brother Miles, and the Church of the Living God and the Heavenly Host, Father, the Cherubims and the Seraphims, as we ascend into the presence of God, our Heavenly Father and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, by whom everything in this universe was created from nothing, our God Almighty, our Heavenly Father, with whom we have the authority as the sons and daughters of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who said, I will walk in them and move among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, we praise Thee, we glorify Thee, we exalt Thee as we come into Thy presence, Lord. We pray that as we worship Thee as New Jerusalem Church, that heaven will come down. The presence of God will be where Brother Jose and Brother Miles are gathered together in Thy presence. That the glory of God will come down. The cloud will fill the tabernacle of the glory of the Lord. And Father, upon all the glory there will be a defense. As we come to the last days, Father, it is very interesting, Lord, that You have elected a president by the name Trump, reminding us that the trump of God is about to sound. We know not when, Father, but You said as in the evening or in morning or in afternoon or at midnight that we should be ready. Father, we are ready as the Church of the Living God. Prepare us, Father. Prepare all the bride of Christ all over the world, Father, that they may all be gathered into Thy presence. Manifest Thy power and glorify Thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sotram, sotram, sotram. Hallelujah. Praise You, Father. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus, for this wonderful moment. Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians, we read 1 Thessalonians 1st chapter, verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Today, let's wait in the presence of the Lord and hear His word about what Christianity is. We have heard a lot of times the word Christianity. And the word Christianity has become one of the most popular words in English. However, the meaning of the word Christianity is not truly understood all over the world. We hear in statistics that they say that Christians are the majority in population in the world. If we need to understand the word Christianity, we need to go back to the first century and how that word came into being. In Antioch, the Bible tells us in the book of the Acts of the Apostles that the disciples were first called Christians. Why were they called Christians? Some people say because they were like Jesus Christ. Some people say they were Christ-like. Some people say they lived a holy life. So how were they Christ-like? How did they live a holy life? Was that an accident? We know that before Jesus gave His life and rose from the dead and the Holy Spirit came down on the church on the day of Pentecost, Peter denied Jesus Christ 3 times. The disciples hid in the secret chambers because they were afraid of humans made in flesh. They were afraid. They could not live as Christians. They could not practice Christianity. And then suddenly one fine morning, they stand up and say, this Jesus Christ whom you have crucified is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we are His witnesses. And they speak and challenge the Roman Emperor Caesar. And they challenge the Sanhedrin and the Jewish Council. Something happened. This automobile wouldn't start. This spaceship wouldn't take off. Nothing would happen. It was chugging, it was struggling, and suddenly something happened. It says in Acts chapter 2, that on the day of Pentecost, when the church was fully assembled, there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind, and the Holy Spirit came down in tongues of fire and filled them, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And many people all over the world were gathered and heard them speak in their own language. Peter got up by the power of God and started speaking. What happened on the day was power. Today, we have a lot of people, majority of people all over the world who call themselves Christians, who have no power. Who have no power from the presence of God. Yeah, the tank is full of gasoline. Of course, God is everywhere. But until the electricity goes through the wires and goes to the spark plug, and until the spark happens, the internal combustion engine is not going to fire up and the car is going to have zero power. But let's wait. You start the ignition, you turn the key on, and then you fire it up. And then the spark starts. And the internal combustion engine starts. What happened? Someone turned the key on. That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power and authority that God has given to His church. In the book of John, God said to those who received Him, them He gave authority to be the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Without the power of God, there is no Christianity. So if you take the actual statistics, it's not what the statisticians have counted, but what God has done, counted. And there are only a few, call it a handful, of people all over the world who truly have the power of God compared to those who are called Christians. Why? In 1 Thessalonians 1:5, Apostle Paul says, "Our gospel came not to you in word, but in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake." I remember when I was 11 years old, I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart. And I said, "Jesus, come into my heart." However, my grandfather told me, it's not enough if you just pray, "Jesus Christ, come into my heart and give your life to Him. You need power. You need the power of the Holy Ghost." And I kept praying for a year. And then one day God filled me with the power of the Holy Ghost. And my face, everything got changed. When I went to sleep, I used to have dreams about clouds coming down and the trumpet sounding. And there were clouds all over with the saints gathered on the clouds. And I used to ascend up to meet the Lord in the air. When I prayed, there was power. What happened? I was just an ordinary person. Yes, the blood of Jesus Christ is there. But if you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost, you will be like gasoline. But the spark plug is messed up. It's not clean. There is no fire. There is no spark. And then some people say, "Well, in Christianity, only love is important." Where do you get that love? The Bible says, "The love of God is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit that is given unto us." The Acts of the Apostles, the other name for the book of the Acts of the Apostles is Acts of the Holy Spirit. Without the Spirit that Jesus sent into this world, who is the Holy Spirit, there is no Christianity. A Christian is one who has the Spirit of Jesus, that is the Holy Spirit that is sent into the world. A Christian is the one who is controlled by the Holy Spirit, who is empowered by the Holy Spirit. That is why John the Baptist said, "Don't be just satisfied with accepting Jesus, being washed by His blood, and taking water baptism, because I baptize you with water unto repentance," because baptism with water is so that you can be
cleansed by the blood of Jesus, confess your sins, and be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. But John the Baptist says, I baptize you with water unto repentance, but there cometh one after me that is mightier than I, and he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. The Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost like fire. And we read about that in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. If you turn to Acts chapter 1, these are one of the last words of Jesus that he spoke before he got taken up from the world. They say the last words of a person is very important. Of course, these are not the last words of Jesus, which we will never hear about again, but these are the last words of Jesus before he ascended to be at the right hand of God, and he is with us, and he is coming back to take us home. But these are the last words that he spoke to the apostles before he ascended up in the clouds to go be with the Lord and be seated at the right hand. And Jesus says in Acts 1:4, don't go out and preach. That is Acts 1:4. John baptized you with water, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And they came together and asked of him again, saying, Lord, when will you restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power. But here's the key verse, Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost parts of the earth. We cannot live a Christian life without the power of the Holy Ghost. I remember a few days back, I was coming back from work. Of course, when you go to work, you have a lot of challenges. And thinking about all the challenges, I had a headache as I was thinking about how to solve the challenges. And suddenly the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, give the wheel to me. I understood what he was saying. I said, okay, Lord, take the wheel. And he said, get filled with my power. And I said, Lord, give me your power. All I said was, Lord, give me your power. And I felt like a dynamite had exploded inside me. Suddenly, like lightning, the power of God came to me as I was driving. And thank God there was no one sitting right next to me, because I got so filled with power, still didn't lose control. I was driving well. I got filled with the Holy Spirit and shouted in tongues and spoke in tongues for a few minutes. And all that headache was gone. All that burden was gone. All that worry was gone. We have to live in the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Satan is becoming more and more evil, and the people are becoming more and more evil, and things are getting bad. That's fine. It doesn't matter. Unless a bottle loses all the air in it, the bottle is not going to crack and collapse. The bottle will crack and collapse when the pressure outside the bottle is greater than the pressure inside the bottle. So what do we need to do? We need to get filled with pressure on the inside with the power of the Holy Ghost. And as we get filled with power, we can overcome the powers of darkness that are around us and fulfill the purpose for which God has called us. God wants to pour out his power on the church like never before. In Acts chapter 8 verse 19, when Peter started laying his hands on the people, the believers who were baptized, they received power. He could see that in their body. They were standing there saying, yes, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And suddenly when Peter laid his hand, they were all baptized with water. They were washed by the blood of Jesus. They had confessed their sins. And when Peter laid hands on them, they weren't saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah. They were saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And started speaking in tongues and prophesied. And the body started shaking with the power of God. It almost looked as if it was a spaceship about ready to launch. And then a man called Simon saw that and he said, Peter, can you give me this power so that when I lay hands on people, they may also receive the Holy Ghost? Simon, the spectator, saw something. He saw the power of God. Yes, Satan has power, but we have the almighty power of God. For a long time, Satan has deceived the human race into thinking that he is powerful and terrible. But you know what? We have the power. And if Satan comes like a fiery snake against us, we can trample his head and crush his head in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost, because Jesus Christ overcame the devil on the cross of Calvary, and by his blood and by his name and by the power of Holy Ghost, there is no power on earth or heaven that can stand against us. Whether it's principalities or authorities or rulers of the darkness of this world, there is nothing that can stand against us. I heard that there were a bunch of satanic priests in the cemetery, and they were doing the act of flying around. You know, they didn't need cars. They were flying around on brooms and disappearing, and went there to do some bad things to get more power from the devil. And it seems that they had many, many people under their spell, including the false Christians. And they were killing a lot of false Christians. But suddenly some true spirit-filled people came to the cemetery because a dear man of God had passed away and gone into glory. And as soon as the Christians came singing praises to God to bury the man in faith, they could not stand that power. Satan departed from them. They couldn't handle it. They felt like there was a fire that was burning them. And they used those satanic powers and disappeared from that. How do we know about that? Because the leader of the satanic place was the satanic high priest. He saw that power of God and became a Christian. He gave his heart to Christ. There was another person called Joshua, a Hindu who accepted Christ. And his brother was really mad because he belonged to a high caste in India. And so he contacted one of the greatest magicians, witchcraft making person in India, and told them, I want to kill my brother because he became a Christian and he's brought shame to the family. So the witch doctor said, why don't you go ahead and go on vacation for a week? I will start my work. And so he started sending the demons to attack that Christian brother who had just accepted Christ. He had just accepted Christ and received the Holy Spirit, got the water baptism. And as his witch doctor started doing his magic, the first demon that he sent came back. And he sent the last demon that was the most powerful demon that he had in his list that he'd never had to send to kill anyone. And that most powerful demon came back and told him, if you send me again to kill that person, I will kill you, magician. And he got terrified and he asked the first demon, hey, what happened? And the first demon told him, that man that you sent me to kill, he is a true Christian. So this magician found out there is a thing called true Christian and a false Christian. So he started taking a mirror to see what was happening. And then he saw this man called Joshua. And there was a wall of fire around him. And so he ran to the place where he was and said, "Hey, Joshua, there's a wall of fire around you. I've never seen a power like this. I want this power." And Joshua told him, "You kneel down. I will pray for you." And that magician, witch doctor, knelt down, prayed. And he confessed his sins, washed by the blood of Jesus, received the Holy Ghost. And he started speaking in tongues. And his brother, who had gone on vacation, came back thinking his Christian brother was dead. But he found Joshua and the witch doctor filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. And he told the witch doctor, "You traitor, you got all my money and you didn't kill my brother. Now you became a Christian and you're speaking in that tongues." And this man, Joshua, came to New Jerusalem Church and testified about in India about the wonderful things that God had done. We have the power in the name of Jesus. One day, the pastors of New Jerusalem Church went to a village to preach. And they saw a huge idol with a drawn sword in the hand, about 10 feet tall. And they rebuked it. And when they came back, they saw the hands of the idol cut off. In the Old Testament, when the Ark of the Covenant was stolen and kept before Dagon, the god of the Philistines, the next morning they saw Dagon was fallen before the Ark of the Covenant. And when they did that again, his hands and his feet were cut off. We are the Ark of the Covenant. We have received the Holy Spirit, washed by the blood of Jesus and baptized with water. We have the power of Almighty God, and demons will bow down before us. The devil said, "I know Jesus and I know Paul." You know what? The devils know who we are. There is nothing in this universe that can stand against us. We have the power of Almighty God. That is why it is important as children of God to receive the power of God. In Ephesians 3:7, it says, "The effectual working of his power to us who believe." In Philippians 3:10, Apostle Paul says, "I want to receive the power of his resurrection." And in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "The spirit of power and love." But it also says, "There shall come to pass in the last days a group of Christians who call themselves Christians, but deny the power thereof." Today, there's a lot of people who call themselves Christians who don't believe in the power and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. One man came to witness and he said, "I understand. You may think I belong to the frozen people, and yes, I do." And the reason he said that is because they do not believe in the power of God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. People think that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a Pentecostal doctrine. No, it is a Jesus doctrine. Jesus said, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." One very, very important secret that we need to understand is we all know Jesus Christ was raised up on the third day by the power of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is the same one that has also raised us up from the dead. We have been raised up from the dead by the power of the Holy Ghost. And when problems and challenges come in our life and at all times, we need to understand that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead abides in us. The same power that is in Jesus Christ abides in us. Almighty God abides in us. So there is no challenge, nothing that we have in our life that we cannot overcome. We will level the tallest mountains by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We will walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearless, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the name of Jesus Christ. We will crush the millions and trillions of demons, including Lucifer, that comes against us by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the name of Jesus Christ. We will overcome principles, principalities, and authorities and rulers of the darkness of this world by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the name of Jesus Christ. God has given this world and the universe to the Church of the Living God. Everything is subject to its authority. When the church prays, God will hear. There is no weapon that can form against the church. The Bible says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We have the power in the name of Jesus and by the authority of the Holy Ghost. And how do we receive the Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost is a gift. The Bible says, if your son asks you for bread, will you as a father give him a stone? If your son asks you for egg, will you as a father give him a scorpion? If you as a father, earthly father, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? It is God that is eager to fill us with power. More than ever, we need to have the power of the Holy Ghost, and we need to keep recharging us. We need to keep recharging our body and soul and spirit. A Christian is one who has the Spirit of Jesus Christ, that is the Holy Spirit. A Christian is the one who has the power of God. A Christian is the one who has the Holy Spirit and is living a holy life through the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. Very soon, one day, the trumpet is going to sound, and this power of the Holy Ghost that is inside us is going to launch us into space to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. May the Lord bless His words and strengthen us.